today and the days leading up to today, I thought it was, like many of you, I paid at least some cursory attention anyways to all of the political happenings that were going on as a new presidency took place today. And I'm not going to preach a political sermon by any means, but it is a good segue into it, because all of the time, whenever you heard various politicians talking and giving accolades to each other, as they just really love to do, pat each other on the back because they know that they themselves are going to get that same pat on the back in return. As they would pat each other on the back, they'd constantly be talking, referring to the other people, talking about them making superb sacrifices, or and having so much courage to serve their country in politics. And it's ridiculous to say those things. These people really are, making a very hefty salary and very much, having the rules not apply to themselves. They get to live overall a very comfortable life, doing a job where they get much more time off than you or I do. And yes, they have a lot of responsibility, but they are rewarded for it handsomely, and they go about their merry way, and they think of themselves and congratulate themselves as courageous, as sacrifice. And it hardly is the case. Yet today, one of today's saints, I think, exemplifies that idea of being courageous. He's a saint because he was courageous, and the willingness to sacrifice, because that's what got him to be exactly where he is. And that is Saint Sebastian. Saint Sebastian lived in the third century, and was in the military during the time of the Emperor Diocletian, and during that time he worked his way up, and he, because of various campaigns and things like that, where he showed really how courageous he was in battle, he was actually made to be part of the Praetorian Guard there, guarding in the very city of Rome, guarding the, at that time, their politicians and their people who governed the Roman Empire. And he was brought into that very inner circle of great soldiers, the most elite of those soldiers, because of his courage in those times. Yet, all along, he was a Christian. Nobody really knew of it, but nobody asked him of it either. And so he went about his business quietly, serving there, and would go and perform great acts of danger and sacrifice to his own self to encourage the people imprisoned during the time of persecution in the faith. And he'd be there and talking to these prisoners and encouraging them or converting them, as was the case of one of the prefects of the area and his wife, that they were in. He managed to convince them of the truth of the faith, and the wife, Zoe, she was unable to speak for 6 years. She was a mute, and was able to indicate to Saint Sebastian that she wanted to receive the faith, she wanted to be baptized as a Christian. And as soon as she was baptized, her tongue was loosed and she was able to speak. They then, in turn, brought other prisoners to Saint Sebastian, including 16 other prisoners and the guards, who all were converted to the faith and were all able to be let out of the prison. And finally, knowing that there's great risk to himself, that all eventually came to a head and caught up to him, and he was brought before Diocletian and accused of being a Christian and convicted as such because he didn't deny it, and was sentenced to death. And so they tied him out to a tree and shot him with arrows. And they filled him up with so many arrows that they all just assumed that he had to have been dead at that moment. They left him. Well, a woman, a very pious woman, came to collect his body for to give it up to in secret, because it was illegal to give the proper burial to Christians. She came to collect his body in secret to give it a proper Christian burial, and then found him there alive. And much to her surprise, that he was alive, and brought him to safety and nursed him back to health. Well, he was so courageous that he was willing to not only go through the act of martyrdom once, but all over again. He again bore witness to Christ. So once he had regained all his strength and was seen to be alive and everybody couldn't believe it, he then again had to stand before the emperor, again be accused of being a Christian, and again confirm that he was, and that he was not willing to sacrifice to the gods in any way, and then endure martyrdom all anew. And he was beaten to death with clubs, thus completing his martyrdom. You know, it's, we think of what a heroic and courageous action martyrdom is to do. And most of the saints only have to do it one time. But Saint Sebastian really had to do it twice, two separate instances where he had to stand up and be willing to give his own life for that of the faith. So that, to me, is true courage. That, to me, is true willingness to sacrifice, willingness to give up everything that you have, give up the very breath that you have for the faith, for something greater than yourself. That's courageous. And that's where true sacrifice comes in. And for us, most of us are not going to, none of us, hopefully, necessarily are going to be put to death for the faith, though a glorious crown that, of course, would be, but I mean, chances of that happening are not going to be there. But we will have times in our lives where we have to ourselves be courageous. Those times we have to be courageous in standing up to family or to co-workers or to people that we know that attack us for our practice of the faith, or have different do not like the reflection that standing for Catholic morals presents to them. You know, standing up for the true faith practice and not the Novus Ordo Church. You know, in times to be that person that puts themselves out there, makes themselves a little bit vulnerable in that way. It takes a little bit of courage to do so. And at times, it takes courage for us just to fight against our own temptations. It takes strength, certainly, and a willingness to sacrifice of ourselves a little bit in order to be able to conquer those faults and failings that we have. Because there again, we're willing to give up something of ourselves, little bits of comfort, little bits of the way that we've always done things, in order to chase after something greater than ourselves, to chase after an increase in graces, to chase after an eternal reward. These are the things that we're always working towards. And so with that in mind, you know, the great courage and the great sacrifice and the great strength showed by Saint Sebastian as our example, rather than the people that the world claims to be heroes around us, that's what we need to hold on to for our own lives. And that's what we need to try to share in, even in smaller ways, in order to be able to sanctify our own selves each and every single day, because every day is going to need us to take that little bit of sacrifice and that little bit of strength and that little bit of courage in the face of adversity for us to be able to take that next step forward in our own spiritual life and to make that a little bit of growth. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.